Well, good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live from the dry indoors, because holy cow, there's a bit of a rager going on with Mother Nature this morning here in Green Bay. We are actually now at the tail end of it. And of course, someone's calling me right when I go live. But yeah, the Packers have not yet, as of 9 a.m. Central, made a determination, or at least announced a determination, on whether they will be practicing this morning, which is currently scheduled for 10:30 a.m. The weather is supposed to clear up by then, so I don't think weather would be a reason for cancellation. They could, of course, practice inside the Hudson Center. If that is the case, I won't be able to attend. Most media people won't be able to. It'll be limited to just the tier one people, like Rob and Matt and Jason, the guys who cover the team on a daily basis. All that said, obviously it's been an amazing kind of 12, 14 hours in the world of sports. The Packers have made a statement as a franchise that was put out a couple days ago. Matt LaFleur addressed the events in Kenosha after practice 2 days ago. We'll see what the next hour brings as far as the Packers determining whether they're going to take the practice field or not. There have been several NFL teams that have canceled practice, the Colts, the Jets, but there are other teams that are practicing. The Giants are practicing. The Cowboys are practicing. I believe the Ravens have said they are going to practice and then meet afterwards. So a bit of a patchwork landscape across the NFL in response to everything we saw with the NBA last night. Obviously, as a son of Wisconsin, I could not be more proud of the Bucks and their actions. And I understand people who say, what good does it do? It is trying to prompt a very real conversation, which some people seem completely incapable of having. And I understand being frustrated. I can't imagine the frustration that the African-American community is feeling and how unheard they must feel. You guys know I don't like to get too far down this rabbit hole on this channel, but you know, circumstances certainly would suggest that I can't not talk about it. I will say this, will be the kind of final thing I'll talk about in regards to everything happening right now. And I tweeted this out this morning. There's no question that the last year, if it has taught us anything about Matt LaFleur, it is that he will let his players lead here. And undoubtedly have the full support of Mark Murphy and the rest of the franchise. If they practice, if they don't practice, there's zero question that it is going to be a player-led decision, and I am 1 billion percent on board with that. I will fully support if they practice, I'm all for it. If they want to sit it out, have conversations, do something else, I'm all for that too. So that's where I'm at. Hello to everybody in the comments section, everybody on the socials. Good to see everyone. It's good to see everybody, even the people who are complaining. Well, the rain is stopping. So, hey, maybe that's a maybe a bit of a metaphor. The rain is clearing up. Maybe better, cleaner, sunnier days ahead. Now, here we go. Axel, I want to thank you for bringing us on point here. This is a question for the ages. For the ages, I tell you. Who is better, Brett Swain or Jake Kumerow? Now there, my friends, now there's an embrace the debate question if I ever heard of it. I don't know, man. It's probably pretty nip and tuck, but I'm going to go with Jake Kumerow there. I'm going to go with Jake Kumerow, touchdown Jesus. Nags, what's up? Coffee this morning. Pogs, how you doing, buddy? Brian, does Dexter Williams have practice squad eligibility left? I believe he does, actually. If he's good enough to stash there another year while AJ3 and Jamal play out in the final years of their rookie contracts, let's talk football, please. That's what I'm doing by answering your question, dude. Relax. Calm down. William, thanks for the super chat. Well said, Nags. Love you and hope you have a great day. Thanks, buddy. Really nice of you. sorry, I just joined. I'm at work in Brussels, Belgium, transplanted Wisconsinite. What's up, Garland? How are you? Hello from Green Bay. Go Pack, go. Who? Oh, John, I know you didn't just ask this question. Who is Bart and Paul? Bart Starr, Paul Hornung, Jerry Kramer, Willie Dafoe. Come on, buddy. Who are Bart and Paul? Really? Oh, my God. Somebody, Jesus, take the wheel. Oh, my gosh. How good was Ty Montgomery as a running back during the run, the table season? I thought he was pretty good. He was effective. I won't say he was a world burner or anything like that. Let's see. Good morning, Aaron. Thank you for all you do for us in bringing us closer to the Packers. What undrafted free agent has stood out the most so far? And what is LiveX? Woo, a lot going on there. Daddy-O, LiveX is a production company that was co-founded by my Cheesehead TV co-founder, Corey Banky. And Corey runs it, is the CEO. And he's been live streaming for over a decade. I would say almost 20 years now. He was in the live streaming space before anybody even knew what the hell live streaming was. And he's built an incredible company that handles productions like the DNC last week. I am an employee of LiveX, and we produce the live coverage, basically, of New Year's Eve in Times Square. It's something we've been doing for 17 years. So that's what LiveX is, and Cheesehead TV fits inside the LiveX bubble, or the umbrella, so to speak. As far as undrafted free agents, I think Tip out of Utah State's had a really good camp so far. It's going to be really tough for all those guys to get on the 53, though, I think. Anthony, thanks for the super chat. No question attached, but I appreciate the support, buddy. Thank you. All right, I missed a super chat yesterday, so I want to make sure I don't do that today. So that would suck. Don't want to make that a habit. AVA, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Crazy times we live in. I hope and pray we can all love each other. Back to the pack. Haven't checked in a few days. Highlights from the past few days of practice. Much love from Oklahoma. Thanks for the super chat. I think the biggest highlight has been the play of Kamal Martin. To me, he's probably, maybe not the story of camp, but he's definitely a big headline. They seem to have found a player there. Now, it is still early, and he has got to, you know, keep this up, so to speak. He's got to make this a consistent thing. But for a guy who was a day three pick, and I don't think a lot of people expected much of, he has certainly made a name for himself, whether it's in run support, whether it's being able to drop into coverage. His ball instincts seem great. I'm really excited about the kid. Dasis Wallace, I haven't seen you in forever, buddy. How are you, man? How about some fantasy football? Finland says, hi, how are you? I don't know if we're going to be doing a fantasy league this year. I'll have to check with Al. I know we ran one last year. As far as fantasy football, draft Aaron Jones. That's the depth of my knowledge there. Oh, boy. Kadar Holman, Josh Jackson, who you got? Oh, Josh Jackson. Josh Jackson. I love Kadar. Give me Josh on that one. Don't know why, but the Kumaro Swain question reminded me of Rodgers' own long hair phase. I mean, a lot of guys go through it. Thankfully, I don't have any pictures where I look like Jesus, but, you know, he certainly does. Hey, Nags, you played Madden 21 yet? No, I have not. I think they've improved most of the stupid stuff we hated last year. Also, Adams is crazy good and Funchess is usable. Well, I won't be using Funchess because I'm a realist and I try and keep it real, man. And Funchess has opted out on 2020. Means he's opted out of my Madden game. But I will hopefully get to play when I get home on Saturday. How do you manage the perfect balance of optimism and skepticism about our players' roster? Other Packers reporters fall short. Wow, that could be an entire podcast in and of itself. Man, you know, at my root, I'm a fan, and most people covering the team are not. So, obviously, that's the biggest difference, right? That said, I try to be realistic. I try to say what I see and not what I hope I see. Yeah, ultimately, I'm rooting for every single guy who's wearing green and gold. You know, I am a Packers fan, so I want them to do well. And I understand, probably because of how long I've been doing this, the relationships I've formed with certain guys over the years, I get the work involved. I understand the sacrifices made. I understand how hard it is to not only get to the NFL, but then to play in the NFL at a high level consistently. I mean, those are not normal people. They are incredibly exceptional, even the 53rd guy on the roster. So I think maybe that's what colors it for me and why I'm probably little more hopeful slash optimistic than other people on the beat. And that's not to take away anything that they're doing or anything that they're producing content-wise. It's just a different viewpoint, a different lens to look through. Patrick, thank you so much for the super chat, and thank you for joining on Patreon. Your support is greatly appreciated. Thank you very much. What else we got? Brandon, thanks for the super chat. Can we expect 12 to pick on rookie slash young DBs even more than usual this year with the lack of offseason? Got to think that's going to be in the cards. 1,000,000%. I don't think there's any question. It's been something he's tried to do his entire career. I don't think this year will be any different. And like you say, anybody who's out there is going to be out there without a full offseason under their belt. And I can't imagine they don't have a target on their back when it comes to 12. No doubt about it. Anthony, greetings from Kenosha. Thank you for the super chat. Hope you're staying safe. I really appreciate you. And I've never been more proud to wear green and gold. And I love LaFleur showing raw emotion. Respect. I'm with you, man. If there's any doubt, you know, about the hands the Packers are in when it comes to their head coach, I mean, he absolutely carried the Lombardi mantle the other day. And I'm with you. I couldn't be more proud. Thank you for the support. Merck, 1987, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Watching The Wire for the first time recently, it's amazing how issues in 2002 through 2008 are still so relevant now. Score prediction week one, low or high. I love how you get all deep and, like, really into it. And then it's like, wait, by the way, what's the score prediction? I will say last night I posted a clip from James Baldwin from 1965. You know, these conversations have been had and are being had and have been, you know, out there for generations. It's just slowly taking root in mainstream, I guess, back and forth. And I guess that's a good thing, although it's very hard to watch, obviously. As far as score predictions, give me Packers 27, Vikings 21. How's that? Nathan, thanks for the super chat. If Packers PR is still listening, the least they can do is subscribe and hit the like, right? Maybe try to get them to be patrons too. Well, you know, the other night on the Patreon happy hour, somebody asked me a question and I said, I can't say that, you know, and everybody was like, oh, come on. And I said, there were like three boxes, you know, on the Zoom, and they had names, but there was no video. I don't know. Anybody could be listening in at any time. So, and by the way, Packers PR, I did not say anything I shouldn't, just for the record. But yeah, hey, absolutely. Cheesehead TV needs to get bigger sizes so I can buy some. Lloyd, on the Teespring, I think we go up to 3XL. Man, if you can't fit into 3XL, we got to have a conversation. That's something to do. Not about Cheesehead TV apparel. Come on, man. You can get a 3XL. Hey, Aaron, do you think Rodgers' tendency to hold onto the ball last year was him not being as confident in the new system? And do you think he will improve in that this year? Well, Chet, I think it's a combination, right? I mean, that's been his MO his entire career, right? The holding onto the football, taking a few too many sacks, etc. But there certainly is something to be said for being in a new system and a lack of, you know, comfort there. And so far early on in camp, and this is something I asked Hackett about yesterday, he certainly seems to be more in sync, especially in the play action game, which is something that really, I mean, it's really struggled with last year. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see if he continues that into the regular season. But it sure would appear early on that, yes, year two in this system should help ease some of that, hopefully. Nags, did you have a guest on Happy Hour? I fell asleep and missed it. Pogs, I did not. David Bakhtiari was going to stop by, but then he ended up having an insanely long day, and then everything was going on in Kenosha. I think I have had a couple players this week who we had scheduled stuff with who have just said, you know, it's not the right time, which I completely agree and I understand. So we'll do something eventually. It'll happen. Good morning, and thanks for all you do. David, thanks for checking out the channel. Thank you so much. Big B is Mark Murphy. Remember Javier? Of course. How could I forget? Yes. Hackett seems like an extremely personable guy. Mitchell, the first day I ever met him was at the Combine a few years ago. I was wearing a Star Wars hat, and he stopped me and said, I love your hat. And I had heard that he was a huge Star Wars fan from people I knew who covered the Jaguars when he was there. And so we literally got into, I think, a 45-minute conversation about Star Wars. I mean, nothing Packers related, not even football. We just talked Star Wars for like almost an hour, and it was great. Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a lot of fun. We are winning the Super Bowl. Timo, that's what I'm talking about. There we go. Rain's clearing up. Timo's predicting Super Bowl. Let's go, people. Will Zimmer snub Matt LaFleur again after we embarrass them at home for the opener? We'll find out. I don't know. All I know is I got last year's snub on my desktop, ready to go at a moment's notice. That was fucking hilarious. Oh, God, I love it. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. I only jumped on the chat now, so this was probably asked, covered, but love the Bucks. Yeah, I touched on it at the start of the stream. I'm not going to go too much back into it now, but yeah, proud of them. Proud of the team from Wisconsin, no doubt about it. Aaron, thank you for the super chat. Patreon member representing West Virginia Cheeseheads, what's the over-under on how many times that stupid horn will blow week one since there are no fans? They'll blow the horn. You know they will. Although I do find it interesting that the last time the Packers went up there, they held the Vikings to a record low number of first downs. And since they tend to blow the horn after first down on their offense, hopefully the Packers have a repeat of that so we limit the number of fucking horns we have to hear. Because, God, it's the worst sound in the whole entire world. Sean, they'll fire Zimmer when we sweep the Vikings again this year. I like it. I like where you're headed. They did just sign him to an extension, though. Although, you know, the Packers signed Mike Sherman and then Mike McCarthy both to extensions and then fired them. So it's always possible. Matt LaFleur can offer Zimmer some cheese with his wine. There you go. Do you see a move to bring in vets at any positions given the weird season buildup? I don't, actually. I tend to think the team that they have built right now is going to be the team. I think they have the cut down in 9 days. Maybe they put waiver claims in on some people from other teams that end up getting cut. But for the most part, I don't see any big moves. You know, I know a lot of people are pining for Snacks Harrison, myself being one of them. But I don't see that happening. Oh, here we go. Alan, thanks for the super chat. First time watching live from Lake George, New York. Oh, I love Lake George. I love it up there. I have some friends who live upstate, and we go to Lake George sometimes, and it's gorgeous up there. Shout out from Green Bay. What's up, man? Time to send some appreciation for your objective, level-headed analysis. Packer fan for nearly 60 years. Go, Pack, go. Alan, really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Has anyone asked LaFleur who he learned player management from? Seems like he always knows the right thing to say or do. Dustin, you know what? I asked him about his style of on the field coaching in the sense that he's always with a guy, always giving pointers, like really involved, really hands-on. But that's an interesting question. I'll ask that when I get a chance. Player management, because I'm with you. This thing, you know, obviously Parcells is probably the best I've ever seen as far as knowing when to push, when to pull back, you know, letting his players, like being able to coach each player individually and having a great kind of finger on the pulse, so to speak, of his squad as a whole. And it's one of those intangible things that's impossible to really kind of drill down into because it's so malleable. But you can't look at last season and not say LaFleur seems to have pressed all the right buttons. Now, does that continue going forward? I hope so. What is it? Where did you learn it from? Did he learn it? Did it just happen organically? I don't know. That's a great question. I love it. I will try to ask that. What's your impression of DeGuara so far? What's his skill set? Athletic as hell. He's swimming a bit, I think, because he's being asked to do a lot. And that's to be expected. Tight end in general is a really tough transition from college to the pros. They're asking him to do tight end, H-back, fullback, everything. So it's not a surprise. But, man, I tell you what, when he has a clear assignment and knows what he's doing, he's damn impressive. He's got some wiggle. And really smooth route runner, really soft hands. I'm excited for him. It's going to take a bit, I think, but I'm really excited for him in this offense. Robin, thank you for the super chat. If MVS develops route running, what's his ceiling? That's a really good question. I mean, I hate to put like numbers on it, right? It's so hard, especially in an offense that wants to run the ball as much as this one does. But man, he can be an incredibly potent wide receiver three, I think. I don't know if he has the temerity to ever be wide receiver two. I certainly don't see wide receiver one, but it's up to him, man. If he works his ass off, he could be a legit weapon in this league for a good decade. That's I'll say that. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Nags, Cheesehead TV, run big or small? About to order.
I'd say a tiny bit big.
And thank you for the support, man. All right, guys, I got to get going. I'm going to figure out what the hell I'm going to do today if there's no practice. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out. Talking Packers really means a lot. Thank you for the super chats. Thank you for the support. Speaking of support, please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and if you're so inclined, please consider joining us on Patreon, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. It supports everything we do. All we ask is $5 a month. It does things like, oh, send me to Green Bay so I can watch practices for you guys. Really means a lot, but regardless, hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.